Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Say, Holy Spirit, you're going to have your way now. And I'm going to rejoice that the word you gave us years ago is still alive. I was pressed to pick up what was given to us in July 23rd on the 20th. 2020. So I'm just going to ask you to close your eyes and just listen to what Holy Spirit said for us to do. Father, we just acknowledge today, and we stand right now in the blood of Jesus Christ. We wash ourselves in the blood, body, spirit, and soul. In every dimension, in every realm, under the sphere of our authority, we step into you, and we present ourselves before you today as a body of believers. Do I get an amen?
Amen.
First of all, we forgive and remit all sin, all transgressions, all iniquity, and all blood guilt that has been done, whether it was word, thought, or deed, in every dimension, realm, and sphere, here and under the circumference of our geographical authority. Father, we nail it to the cross, the penalty of it, the reaping of it, the root of it, the fruit of it, in every dimension, realm, and sphere. Let it be nullified right here at the foot of the cross. We thank you for the washing of the water of the word that restores our soul. I stress. We thank you for the washing of the water of the word that restores our soul, mind, will, and emotions. And we thank you for the fire of the spirit that purges everything in the atmosphere and burns it. It burns up all darkness, every work of darkness, every structure of darkness, every stronghold of darkness. Let it come under the fire and judgment of God. Father, we thank you for the unifying work of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are the Spirit of truth. You are the one that indwells us, and you are the one who has taken us out of the kingdom of darkness. I would add the kingdom of fear. You have translated us into the kingdom of light, into the kingdom of your Son, and also into the kingdom of love. We are no longer bound under the authority and rule of the kingdom of death, hell, and the grave. The law of sin and death no longer applies to us, nor the roots and fruits of it. We live our life under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, Romans 8, 1 and 2. And we live in the light. If we live in the light and we walk in the light, as you are in the light, then we have fellowship with the light, and we bear fruit in the light. And there is no darkness found in us. So we ask Jesus that you would remove any layer of influence that we may have brought in with us today. That, yes, Lord. I want you to repeat. So we ask Jesus that you would remove any layer of influence that we may have brought in with us. That we may not even be aware of. Any layer that has shaped or formulated thoughts in our minds and hearts that distress us or cause fear or doubt or stress in me in any measure. Take a deep breath now. Let that digest. That you would, Holy Spirit, come with your sword of truth and divide between the soul and the spirit. That you would take those transparent things out from our being right now. That you would replace that with your love, which makes us whole. With your truth, which realigns us, body, spirit, and soul. With your plumb line, that anchors us and roots us back into the foundation of Christ. Holy Spirit, only you can do that work. We come into alignment and agreement with our scroll. Jesus said, I have come to do your will, O God, according to what is written in the book concerning me. I want you to repeat that one. We come into alignment and agreement with our scroll. Jesus says, and I say, I have come to do your will, O God. According to what is written in the book concerning me. Jesus, we stand here today and we come into agreement with our book that is written of our lives and our role. Whether we understand it or not right now, we acknowledge that you wrote our life and our purpose, and it's our job to dig it out and mine it out like a treasure. Lord, we establish that plumb line from heaven into the earth, that anchor of us. We say yes to our book and to our scroll. Say it with me. I say yes to my book and my scroll. And I ask Father that you would, as it is in heaven, it would be in this earth, according to your design for me. I come out of agreement with every word, every soulish carnal prayer, every suggestion, every lie, everywhere that has said we will not complete our scroll, that we have no purpose, and that has tried to influence our role and cause me to go in a different direction. I come into agreement with yours. And I ask Holy Spirit that you would clean up the atmosphere around me. That you would cleanse me inside and out. Every dimension, every realm and sphere in the atmosphere, under the rule of our authority that I walk in. Say, as a believer and as a corporate body, that we would drive down those deep roots in this region. That the tree of life that you intended us to be, to grow up into maturity and become and release the tree and release the healing to this nation all around me, that wall of wine here that would remove all the dregs, scrape off all the residue and sediment of the pure sweet wine would begin to flow in my entire system. There will then be miracles, signs, wonders will begin to manifest out of this realm here, and become a raging river of your glory. Can I believe a raging river of your glory? It's my choice. You said the new wine cannot be contained in old wineskins. Say it with me. You said the new wine cannot be contained in old wineskins. Lord, this is not an old wineskin. I am of the new creation. So, Father, this is the true wine. So, Father, we thank you for the invitation being released into this region to come and dine and to drink your wine. We thank you for the of expression that will break out of here in new ways. That really means break out of me. With life to those that are dying. And it starts with words of encouragement. And to lift up those that are broken. And release healing into them as you've done with me. That the almond will begin to be seen on the branch. The branch will bear fruit, blossoms, shoots, and nuts. As soon as the people see the almonds, they will come and eat. Father, we thank you for the release of greater meat. We thank you for the... Lord, we thank you for the freedom of expression from this day. The radical demonstration of the kingdom will begin to break through the powers of darkness that try to keep them penned in. But now, let the water fall. Let the barriers fall. The opposition fall. Let the wind of change begin to blow, and let the kingdom begin to show. Now, I want to take you a little bit deeper, because Holy Spirit was on my case during the night. He gave me a short dream. And this is what I said, 2:43 this morning. I need your word. I was dreaming of my brother Gaston, who's now been with Jesus for a week and one day. And of course, I'd like to go back about 25 years. I'm guessing, approximately. I have pressure tactics that are going on at home. And I'm at Grace Church. A lot of issues that day. And you know, when your mindset is not on what you're doing, which I was driving, I'm going through Ludlow. And where the high school is, there's a policeman who stops me and says, you're going 42 miles an hour in a 30 mile an hour zone. Okay? And I'm not a happy camper. But, you know, it was my fault. I was going too fast for the zone. So Holy Spirit used that to awaken me, because my first reaction is I was angry. You know? Well, he could have stopped the guy in front of me because he was going just as fast. But he chose me. Okay. I'm telling you that because when I got home, my reactions are still flowing. Okay? And there was a few comments to the Lord, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I get in the house and I hear, Romans 13, son. Romans 13. Romans 13. Okay. So whatever I needed to do, I put it all aside and I grabbed Romans 13. Are you ready? So here we go. Of course, I have a new Passion translation, so just get ready. Because it's a wee bit difficult to digest, especially with what we have going on right now. So, I read Romans 13, so I'm about to share with you what it says in the Passion Translation. Our relationship to civil authorities. Immediately, I said, ouch. Okay, because now it's hitting home. Every person must submit to and support the authorities over him. For there can be no authority in the universe except by God's appointment. Most people don't think about that. They think they've been elected. Which means that every authority that exists has been instituted by God. That's a double ouch. So to resist authority is to resist the divine order of God. That's a triple insult to my soul. My soul is... Okay? Which results in severe consequences. I didn't know about that part. For civil authorities, don't intimidate those who are doing good. So if I had been traveling 30 miles an hour, I wouldn't have got a ticket. Amen?
Amen.
But those who are doing evil, so do what is right, and you'll never need to fear those in authority. They will for your good citizenship. We want that without the obedience. Those in authority are God's servants. That's another ouch. For the good of society. Well, when they're all bad people, you'd like to get rid of them. That's not a good choice. Okay? But if you break the law, you have reason to be alarmed. For they are God's agents of punishment to bring criminals to justice. Well, I wasn't a criminal! I wasn't paying attention. Well, that's what criminals do. They don't pay attention to the law. They do what... Why do you think they carry weapons? Ouch again. You are compelled to obey them, not just to avoid punishment, but because you want to live with a clean conscience. Oh, that's not fair, Lord. This is also the reason you pay your taxes. Oh, really? For governmental authorities are God's officials who oversee these things. Side note. St. Paul is teaching his people that the Roman government is there because it was God's choice. And these were very unbelievable, corrupt people. Can you relate a little bit? Watch now. Verse 7. So it is your duty to pay all taxes and fees, and then they're going to use my money for the wrong thing.
Amen.
See, the power of the soul is visible when you read this. Okay? So it is your duty to pay all the taxes and fees that they require to respect those who are worthy of respect, honoring them accordingly. Don't owe anything to anyone except your outstanding debt of continually love one another. Huh, I have to love those officers? So verse 8 is a commission. And it shows you how to respond, whether you like it or not. For the one who learns to love has fulfilled every requirement of the law. I don't feel like learning today, Lord. This is no fun. Enjoy this. I don't like it. That's when I heard in my heart, will you... That's when I heard in my heart, every time you go by that Ludlow police station, I want you to lift one hand and intercede in the spirit for them, because they're giving up their freedom even to the requirements that you don't understand. And intercede for them every day when you go by. I said, oh. Okay. Holy Spirit, you're going to have to remind me, because this is not going to be fun. Because now you're telling me that this is going to be a lesson that's going to last. And it's going to go deep. And it's going to do a work. And I don't think I'd like to be changed by you. I want to change me. I want an instant miracle.
You're holding the ticket in your hand, that's why.
So, here again. For the one who learns to love has fulfilled every requirement of the law. For the commandment, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and every other commandment can be summed up in these words. Love and value others the same way you love and value yourself. That was a triple ouch. They don't deserve it, in my opinion, Lord. Your opinion doesn't count, Kim. Love makes it impossible to harm another, so love fulfills all that the law requires. Yeah. Say it with me. Love makes it impossible to harm another. So love fulfills all that the law requires. Love values others the same way you love and value yourself. Take another deep breath. Father, we need more grace on this one because we're going a little deeper. Verse 11. To live like this, all the more urgent, for time is running out, and you know it is a strategic hour in human history. It is time for us to wake up, for our full salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Night's darkness is dissolving away as a new day of destiny dawns. So we must once and for all strip away what is done in the shadows of darkness, removing it like filthy clothes. And once and for all, we clothe ourselves with the radiance of light as our weapon. We must live honorably, surrounded by light of this new day, not in the darkness or drunkenness or debauchery, nor in promiscuity, sensuality, not being argumentative or jealous of others. Instead, fully immerse yourselves into the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, and don't waste even a moment thought on your former identity to awaken its selfish desires. So my dream is Gusto on the phone, and he's calling because he's had an issue and he's quite angry. The last commission of that time slot for me was at least a couple, 3 months, every single day to pray in the Holy Ghost. As soon as I got to the lights to turn on that street, I would begin to pray for the police. And then, of course, he switched over to the firemen because the fire station is on that same corner. And at one point, when I prayed, there was a freedom inside. And I said, Lord, he says, you're free now. You can recognize that the change has taken place. So fast forward, I don't know. I'm guessing maybe 5 or 6 years, maybe 3. I don't know what the number is. But my brother calls me, and he's quite upset. I said, oh, well, what's the matter? He said, I need prayer because I am totally PO'd. I said, really? What did you do? Or what did they do? He said, I got a damn ticket. I said, what? He said, well, you know, the truck that I use to pick up the cattle to bring to the slaughterhouse. He said, it needs a new muffler, and I just didn't have time to get it fixed. I said, and what happened? Well, it was Friday afternoon, and I was coming up from this, pick up a few animals, and I'm going up this steep hill, and of course, the muffler, when you're going up a steep hill, whoa, it roared, okay? Well, you get a ticket. And guess what I said? I'm so happy for you. He said, what do you mean? I said, you're going to learn Romans 13. He said, wait a minute. What are you talking about? I said, Gaston, look. Is it true that at least a couple weeks, 3 weeks, that you didn't get this thing fixed? Well, I said, yeah. He says, is it true? Yeah, he says, it's true. I said, here's what you're going to do. You're going to read Romans 13 in your French Bible, and then you call me back. Okay. So he read the whole chapter, calls me back. I don't like this, he said. I said, well, you're a believer. Do you qualify? Yeah, he says, I do. But he says, nah. I said, look, we're going to ask for grace. So you're going to need a hell of a lot more than grace on this one, he says. I ain't going back there. I said, we're going to ask Holy Spirit to give you the help you need so that during the night he will teach you and then you'll have the grace to carry this out. Fast forward, I don't know if it's a day or two. I don't remember. I get a phone call. This is what I did, Kim. What did you do? Well, you know, I can't stand that police captain, he says, and that's the one that was there when I got to the office. I said, did you bring your money? Oh, yeah. He says, I brought my money. He said, but then I asked him that because of Jesus in my life, you need to know that I'm forgiving you for all that you guys do to manipulate us in the city.
That's good.
Lesson not learned.
So the officer had a little bit of an attitude, and he says, I recovered, and I asked him to forgive me. I says, you did? Yep. He said, praying for them? I'm not quite ready, but I'm going to try. I said, we need to agree. He said, I don't know if I want to agree with you. He says, you're damn mean to me. I said, no, you're mean to yourself. That's what I'm talking about. He said, you're not letting me live. I said, well, aren't you a new creation? Don't you want to taste what the new creation is like? Yeah, okay. So we agreed in prayer and we asked God for grace. Sure enough, he learned the lesson. And I shared some of that yesterday with some of my family at home, not on the thing. Not on the Zoom, but the bottom line that I'm trying to give you is this. When you go through something and you obey, the grace is there to teach someone else. Now he's on the other side. So I'm taking Holy Communion. It's about 3 a.m. And the Lord said, by the way, you are united to him now more than ever. And I started to weep because I could feel the presence of something different. It got a little tough to flow with that because I know what the truth is. The truth is the heavenly church and the earthly church are one. And he reminded me that the tree of life is what we're feeding on. So when we go to the tree of life, that life comes into us. His flesh is being transforming our flesh. His blood is transforming my blood. Then it goes to the brain and it starts changing my thinking. And whatever was stinking has to be removed. And you're the one that has the driving force to repent and ask God to forgive you for your attitude, number one. For your reaction, number two. And then to carry out what is written in the book. Now, you don't think for 1 minute after reading all this that I had an opinion about what's happening in our country right now. And the Lord said, if you look at this slice of time without looking at the bigger picture, you're going to be off center. Because our country is being tested. The reactions of the people are being tested. The ability to intercede has been now an option for the believers. And the church can either do its job and expose the darkness where darkness is needing to be exposed, and for the intercession of those that don't deserve it. So, that brings something to mind that might be helpful to some of you. Again, someone said to me, why should we pray for somebody that's ungodly and doing demonic things? And I said, well, let's back up a couple of thousand years. And you've just watched the stoning of Stephen. And you see this guy named Saul holding the jackets. Would you pray for that young man, Saul? Hell no! He's approving of my brother in Christ getting slaughtered and stoned to death. Reflect on that. Because you see, the love of God for those that are being used by demons are not aware of what they're doing. Your intercession is going to be a lot more effective when you don't like that person. Because you're laying down your pattern and you're picking up what Jesus did from the cross. He said, Father, forgive them. They know not. They don't understand what they're doing. They're caught under deception. So was Saul of Tarsus. So when Holy Spirit says for you and me to pray and intercede for someone that doesn't deserve it, it's going to cost you your mindsets. It's going to cost you what you think and how you think, and you're going to lay it down and you're going to love the unlovely. You're going to pick them up and you're going to carry them until, God willing, they'll submit and say, whoops, I goofed. I want you to just lift your hands like this. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
There are some in my heart who have hurt me, damaged me, insulted me, took advantage of me. And right now, I'm lifting them up to you. I'm giving them freedom. They may not deserve, from my perspective, for me to pray for them. But I'm lifting them up. I'm asking you for grace. I'm asking you to wash them with the blood of my Savior Jesus to set them free so that they can become like Jesus, the firstborn son. And if you chose me to intercede, I'm purposing right now to release my spirit, to pray for them, Thank you, Jesus. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. I glorify you, Lord, because you can pick them up and you can transform them. And that's where revival becomes a reality. Whatever injuries they've seen or had experience, that you can nullify the pain and you can heal them through love. And I release love to them. I release peace to them. I release salvation to them because you have chosen to place them in my heart, even if it hurts. In Jesus' name I pray.